So I get asked all the time about podcast release forms and how do I handle guests on my show? Like, this is something that like it just keeps coming up over and over again to where I'm like, we need to create some more content about this. And it's funny because I've actually had, I'm looking at my content calendar right now, and I've had this disclaimers / release forms as like, so if you don't know this, I have a Google Sheet. This is what I'm using for my podcast calendar right now. I'm testing with some other ways to have all of my content linked together. But for now, I just have a simple Google Sheet and I break it up by every quarter. I like to look at everything by the quarter of the year, what's going on, what kind of promotions are happening. And so I have had this disclaimers release forms at the bottom. So whenever I have a new idea and I want to fit it into the quarter somewhere, I'll put it like in its own cell, like, right? It's not sitting in a specific date to air on a specific episode. It's just been sitting there for a long time. But I've been doing these Clubhouse rooms on podcasting, and the other day it came up that people were asking about release forms. And then I had another question in a Facebook group that I answered about it. So I was like, okay, like this is a sign. I've had this here. I need to just talk about it. So we're going to talk about all about podcast release forms today. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of podcasting, think of this show as the time-saving shortcut you've been looking for. So let's get right to it, shall we? Okay, first things first, what is a podcast release form? What am I even talking about? Because maybe you're brand new to this and you're like, hang on, I feel like I'm missing something. Like, is this something I should already have? Do I need to know about this before I launch? Like all the things. So basically what a podcast release form is, it is you sending a form of some type, and we're going to get into some of the ways that you can do this, to your guest before you actually record the episode. Or, I mean, I guess you could have it, you know, send to them afterwards, but just to simplify your processes, I recommend people send this to their guest before they ever even book a spot on your show. And I don't think this is something you should be doing manually. I think that this is something that you should create and have it automated as part of your interview scheduling process. So what this could look like, there's many different ways, but first things first, I want to tell you, first and foremost, I do not use a podcast release form. Okay. And this is, you're like, well, Crystal, why are you telling us about this? Well, like I said, I get asked about this all the time, but I wanted to tell you specifically why I don't use them. And that is because there is a very specific process that I use to vet any guest that comes onto my show. Like, there are certain requirements that I have established probably after the first year of my podcast. Whenever I had a lot of different interviews in my first year, I found that I enjoyed speaking with certain types of people that, like, and there's a lot of, like, maybe we can go into the characteristics of like great guests for my show. But I've done a podcast, or I did a YouTube video on about selecting, like being selective with your podcast guests. So I'm going to link to that in the show notes, crystalprofit.com/episode223. I'm going to give you a lot of resources today. Okay. So I'm going to link to that one because I think it is important to be very, very selective with who you have on your show. So I don't use these simply because by the time someone is actually with me, like we are behind the scenes about to start recording, they have been vetted by either myself, someone on my team, or by one of the trusted experts that send me guests. Yes, like this is the thing. I have certain people that we want to call them strategic partnerships that I have with companies that specialize in guest interviews. That's what they do. They send me guests all the time. They're like, hey, you know, here's this person's one sheet. Here's some information about them. We think that they would be a great fit for your show because. And there are certain ones that send me awesome pitches and I'm like, okay, awesome. Like, let's do this. Yes, that person sounds great. I trust you because I know that they pre-vet the people that they're going to represent. So it makes my job easier. I know that it's going to be a fantastic conversation. And that's why I don't use podcast release forms. And the other thing that I want to tell you is anything you hear today, like, this is not legal advice, y'all. I'm not a lawyer, but I felt like I need to say that. It's like, don't take anything you hear today as like, oh, well, Crystal must know. I don't have any qualifications to give you legal advice. Let me just be straight up honest with you, okay? Everything I'm sharing with you is my experience as a host and my experience guesting on other people's podcasts that did have podcast release forms. So I wanted to tell you that, like, right up front, right out of the gate, because I think that if you are going to go the route of having podcast release forms and you're questioning, well, am I protecting myself as a podcast host? Is the guest, will they feel protected? Like, all those things. Is this a binding contract? Like, I want you to seek legal counsel if this is something that you want to use, especially if you are in a medical field, or I know like personal finance and those, like, you have to be very careful with what you and your guests say on your podcast because you never want to misconstrue facts or lead your audience down, you know, a place that you shouldn't or whatever. You know, again, I don't know all the legal terminology and how that works. But again, I just wanted to share with you my experience being in the podcasting space and filling these out on other shows that I've been on and just some of the questions that I've had over the last few weeks. So here are some ways that you can create a simple podcast release form. Now, y'all know, if you've listened to this show, you've heard me talk about, I use Calendly. And this was one of the first parts of my podcast I started automating. And it's a game changer, y'all. Like, it is, if you are going back and forth with your guests, like trying to schedule things, you need to sign up. There is a free version of Calendly. And I know that there's other calendar solution management tools out there. Calendly is the one that I first used when I was a guest on someone else's podcast. And then I was like, oh, let me check out this tool. And it's what I've been using ever since. I actually use it to manage my podcast schedule for the Profit Podcast, my podcast interview schedule whenever I'm a guest on someone else's show. And I use it for calls that I'll do with my students. Like, I get testimonials, so I have a way to do that. If I do any kind of coaching or client calls, and I have some discovery calls as well. So I use it. I do have the paid version, but I love this platform so much because there's options in there for you to ask your guest questions. So if you wanted to say, okay, I really want to, you know, protect myself. So if I, you know, have an interview with someone and we put out this piece of content, I want to feel like, you know, I have the right to distribute it. Then you could put something in there that says, do you release, you know, you could put the name of your podcast. Like, for me, my company is Profit Media. So I would probably put, do you release Profit Media to distribute this content that you're creating in this interview on social media, on YouTube, on the podcast, in whichever ways that we wanted to use it. Most people will say yes. And if someone comes back and says no, well, then you've opened up a conversation to ask them, okay, why? Like, is there something you don't want to share? And then, to be honest, if somebody says no to releasing the content, to me, that's a red flag because they're either going to go off the walls and share something that I'm like, whoa, we don't even talk about that on our podcast anyway, or it's just a red flag to me. So, and that's kind of another reason why I don't have the release forms right on my show, because like I said, they've been pre-vetted before they even get to this point. But that is a great way for you to start kind of like getting them used to, like when I say them, your guest, getting people used to, okay, I'm letting you know we're going to use this content in many different ways. So if you see me post your picture that you submit, right, because you're not just going to go take a picture of them, like steal it off their website and use it. You're going to, if they upload something or give you something in an email, and say, yeah, sure, like here's my headshot, use that, then they've given you permission to do that. So I think that it can protect you by having, you know, kind of like a checkbox, yes or no, on there, and that's them giving you permission. Again, I'm going to say it probably several times throughout this episode that I'm not a lawyer. This is just my opinion and how I have worked to protect myself. And I read all the fine print whenever I'm submitting these release forms to speak on a stage, to do a podcast, do an interview, anything like that. I always read the fine print. And this is usually how the wording goes. Before we get further into today's episode, I actually wanted to share something really special with you. Did you know that we have a free Facebook community? Yeah, that's right. There's a place for you to go and collaborate and share and get feedback on your podcast. We do these fun things every Wednesday where we let you share your latest podcast episode. So if you're like, Crystal, I'm just getting started, well, this is the perfect place for you to come share your latest episode, get feedback on your content, and even ask people, hey, do you want to collaborate with me? So to find more about our free Facebook group, go to crystalprofit.com/podcast community. We would love to have you join us. Join in on the conversation. And we recently started offering podcast audits. Now, what are those? This is an opportunity for you to submit your podcast content, whether it's an audio file, a PDF of your transcript, or maybe your outline, or you just want someone to listen to your episode and give you a little feedback. We started offering those for free, no added expense, in our free Facebook group. These aren't offered anywhere else. You have to go join our Facebook group. So again, the URL is crystalprofit.com/podcast community. We would love to have you there, and I cannot wait to welcome you in with open arms. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. So that's the first solution. You can have a scheduling tool help you just kind of like check yes or no, you know, yeah, that works. You know, we can distribute that content everywhere. That's great. Okay, awesome. The second one is what you could do is once it's booked, right? Like they've actually scheduled a time on your podcast, they've confirmed like, okay, that date works. You can set up an auto email with an actual release form. So a release form is actually a little bit more detailed. Maybe you share, you know, if you sit down with a lawyer, if you have someone, you know, help you in the wording of it or what you want to say or not say, you could just have a Google Doc, you could have a PDF, however you wanted to create that and say, okay, here is our actual release form to let you know, like, this is our content. You don't actually own the rights to it. Like, you own whatever you say in the thing, but at the end of the day, we will own the actual audio file that you are producing with us. So you could create that. You could also do, I know whenever I was on May Kay's podcast, so shout out, she has the Quiet Rebels podcast. Whenever I was on her show, she had a type form that I filled out. So if you don't know what a type form is, it's kind of like a Google survey, if you've ever done one of those, but instead of having like all the questions at once, like you have one question on the screen at a time, which is kind of nice, right? It's very minimalist. That way you don't feel overwhelmed with a whole bunch of questions and you're scrolling. You're like, oh my gosh, there's 75 questions on here, which by the way, hers did not have 75 questions, but it asks questions like, okay, give us your name, your email, the topic that you're going to speak about, you know, and it asks, I don't remember if this was hers or someone else's, but I remember somebody's type form saying, did you already confirm your interview? Because they want to make sure that you're actually on the schedule and you're not filling this out kind of premature. And then it gives you the opportunity to ask them, can you supply your bio and your headshot? Do you have any specific links that you want to share in the show? Again, you can do this through Calendly where you ask these questions, or you could do it after they're confirmed and you send them a type form where it's a little bit more like centralized. Everything is all in one place. You have all the information that you need before you even get into the interview. And I will say, this is a savior. Oh my gosh, because what the process for me is, I have a pre-vetted person. I've said, yes, they would be a great fit for my show. I send them the link, right, to my Calendly. They go there. They schedule. It says, hey, you know, make sure you've set aside an hour before you choose a time, because that's about how long it'll take from, you know, us getting settled. If we want to chat before or afterwards, I just like a buffer of an hour in case something comes up. If they're running late, I'm running late, anything like that. So we set aside an hour, then they schedule their time, and then they fill out their bio on Calendly. And then underneath it says, please provide any links that you want to talk about in the show. So promotional wise, I can see before I sit down and talk to them, oh, this is what they want to talk about. And then I, as the host, can figure out, is there a way for me to organically kind of bring that information into the conversation while we're talking, instead of just always saying at the very end, oh, don't you have something, you know, to chat about or promote on the podcast? I think it works really well if you can work that in organically and talk about it more than just at the very end. So that's just kind of my personal preference. But then afterwards, it, like, you know, they fill all that information out, then it's confirmed, hey, you're good to go. And then they actually get an email with all that information that they put in there. So if they realize, oh crap, I forgot, I left off a link that I wanted to tell you about, or, you know, that was my old bio, like I updated it, I need to change this. That's cool. We can change all of that up until, you know, we actually publish the information. Even then, we could always go back and change show notes. So what will happen? They do all of that. I don't see it until, you know, I mean, I guess I could go look at it whenever it's done, but I'll usually go and look at it whenever I'm formulating the questions that I want to ask, like right before the interview. I usually sit down about an hour before, do some really deep dive on who they are, what we're going to talk about, the questions that I want to ask them, and then we go into the interview. So I have that information right there in front of me. And then when we're done and the audio is recorded and I'm getting ready to, like, okay, when are we going to publish this episode? I will go and pull up that information again, because it lives in Calendly. They have current events, upcoming events, and past events. So after I had an interview, I can go in and see the past information and say, okay, awesome. Here's all of their bio. Here's the things that we talked about. And then the links that I need, because I'm going to use those in my show notes. Do you see what I'm saying here, guys? Like, this is all a process. Everything is strategically happening for a reason. It's not just because I'm trying to give you busy work. I will never do that. Every single thing I do is so methodic because I want my life to be easy. I do not want to run into friction every time I sit down to create show notes or schedule an interview, or I have to go back and say, oh no, I never got their bio, but I interviewed them 3 weeks ago. Now it's kind of awkward because it's airing tomorrow or it's airing today and I didn't ask them for it. Like, I've done this. I've done all of this. This is why I have the systems in place that I do, because I have scrambled at the last minute. But what I did, even though I made those mistakes, I learned from them. Okay, I think that's what's most important. You learn from your mistakes. So maybe you'll try a few things out. Maybe you say, okay, I want to do a Calendly, you know, hey, do you consent to having this information released across all of our platforms, our website, YouTube, social media, all the things? And maybe that's all you need. Maybe that's what you feel comfortable with. Or maybe you were burned recently. I've heard several conversations in our free Facebook community where someone will say, man, I scheduled this person, they pitched me to be on my show, and then they didn't even show up, right? And then somebody else said, oh, you know, we had this fantastic interview, and then I never was able to reach out to them again. Like, they would never respond back to my emails. I reached out to them on Facebook and LinkedIn, and they never got back to me, but I never collected their bio, and now I don't even know how to get a hold of them. And I'm like, oh, it's those things that make me cringe a little bit, because it should not be that way. And if you've had any of those experiences, as, like, from podcaster to podcaster, I feel you. I feel you. It is why we are talking about these things. These have come up, and obviously either people have either had a negative experience with someone coming back and saying, oh, you can't use that, or they're a little nervous. Okay, that's like the two camps of why this gets brought up so much, because they're nervous that someone's going to come back and say, hey, I need you to take that down. And this is the next thing I wanted to talk about, because at the end of the day, it's your podcast. Again, let's go like throw in, I'm not a legal expert. I don't know the rights of who, you know, you, what you have and what your guest has based on where you live, what state, what country, like all the things. I don't know. I can just tell you my experience. And at the end of the day, if someone comes to me and says, Crystal, I overshared in the podcast. Maybe they, you know, I asked them a vulnerable question and they gave me a vulnerable answer. And then afterwards they were like, I don't really feel comfortable with that information being out there. Or I think that I said something that I shouldn't have about, you know, my mother-in-law or my husband's sister or whatever it was, you know, like they have overshared in some way that makes them feel uncomfortable. You as the host have a few options. You can say, okay, we can cut out that specific part of the episode. Will that make you feel better? Because at the end of the day, I want my guests to feel good about coming on to my show, right? I don't want them feeling like, oh, don't you go on to Crystal's podcast, because if you share too much, then, you know, it's all out there. Your dirty laundry is out, you know, out in the world. Which, you know, we talk about podcasting here. We don't get into the nitty gritty. I know some of y'all have some very sensitive topics, and I'm aware of that. And I think that it's important to think about these things if you haven't even started your show. I think it's super important, because what if this comes up for you? What if you have a topic that you really want to cover, you know it's sensitive, and you're just like, okay, I'm a little nervous about putting this episode out there. I hope my audience reacts to it well, you know, and if they don't, am I going to take this piece of content down? I've seen a lot of scenarios of how this could play out, good or bad, but I definitely always think back to the golden rule. So treat others how you want to be treated. If someone overshares on my podcast and they come to me and tell me that, I'll say, look, I can absolutely trim out that piece of content and we can just air the rest of the episode, because the conversation that we had was so incredible. I think it's going to be very helpful to my audience, and I would love to still share your message. But if you're totally uncomfortable, we can just rip the whole thing, right? We can just scrap it all. And that's really how I feel about it, because at the end of the day, I know I'm not lacking content for this podcast. Okay, like let's just be really real. At the end of the day, I don't bring people onto the show because I'm worried that, oh my gosh, like I don't have content. Y'all, I literally have content already planned through, I think, the beginning of May. It's January right now. And I have content planned through that time. And what I'll do is I sprinkle in interviews because I know y'all like them. I know y'all don't just want to hear my perspective. Y'all want to hear other people's experiences and the different expertise that they have, because that's what makes the show that much more fun. It like opens up a different perspective, a different point of view, and it starts a conversation in a new fun way. So I don't bring people onto the podcast as an interview just because I have to. I do it because I know it adds value to this show. So I want you to think about that, you know, especially if you have an interview only podcast, think about ways that you can strip out some of the stress. Because if you are only doing interviews, it is a little bit more stressful than just solo podcasts. And I'm going to be honest. And solo podcasters are like, what are you talking about? Like solo podcasts are hard. Calm down. I'm not saying that they got it easy. I'm just saying that it like each one has its own pros and cons. My husband and I were big like pros and con lister outers. Look at me, y'all. I love making up new words. We need to write these down. Pros and cons lister outers. That is exactly what we are. Because I think that solo only shows are fantastic. if you know what you're talking about, if you have great ideas, if you're constantly getting inspired and you have creative thoughts and you just feel like I will never run out of content to say, that is fantastic. But for those of you that do interview only podcast, you can struggle from time to time with feeling like, oh my gosh, someone canceled on me and I have to air an episode in the next 2 days. What do I do? I've done it. I know exactly what that feels like. And that's actually how I started sprinkling in solo episodes. So we're getting on a totally different subject of like, you know, which one is the best model for podcasting. I don't think that there's one perfect model for you to create your podcast, but I do know that if you are going to have interviews on a regular basis, you need to have systems and processes in place that make you as the podcast host feel comfortable. That's why we're talking about this today. If you feel that need, like you have that risk-averse nature that you're just like, I want to make sure that I'm protecting myself. Again, I think that what we covered here today is a baseline. And then I think that you should seek, you know, legal advice. I think you should. I think that if it's going to make you feel the most comfortable, you're like, we talk about really sensitive topics. I want to make sure that someone's not going to come back and try to sue me or anything like that. Then seek legal advice. But I just wanted to share with you my experiences and how you can be the best podcast host because you're not worried about these things, right? Like it's not just sitting there as a mystery like, oh, you know, should I have these? Should I not have these? Like what does someone else do on their show? So I wanted to share with you today my experiences with podcast release forms and how they can help you be a better podcast host. But that's all I have for you today. Like I said, there's going to be some resources in the show notes. I actually did a YouTube video about this recently, and I'm going to link that in the show notes. So I want you to go check it out. Again, they are at crystalprofit.com/episode223. Go check them out. See if you can find any information there that could be beneficial to you. And I really, really, really want to encourage you to look at your systems and processes in your podcast. Where is there friction? Where do you look at it and say, oh my gosh, I got to deal with one more of these, like a fill in the blank? What is that thing that you're struggling with? And I want you to come join us in our free Facebook group because there are so many incredible conversations, just like what we talked about here today. This is one of the places where I was inspired to talk about this because people are always asking incredible questions and collaborating and giving each other feedback. And I'm so grateful for the community of podcasters that we have there. And it is not for seasoned podcasters. There's a ton of people in there that are just thinking about getting started, kind of just creeping, right? Because we always have those in Facebook groups. They're just lurking on the sidelines saying, okay, I'm absorbing information. I'm not quite ready to dive in. If that is you, I would encourage you to at least introduce yourself in the group. Tell us a little bit about where you're stuck in your podcast, or maybe you've been podcasting for a while and you're like, I need to up my game on my processes and my strategies. Tell us where you're stuck. Let's talk about it. Let's start a conversation because staying stuck in the shadows by yourself is not a fun place to be. I don't want you hanging out there. Come out into the light. Come hang out with us in our Facebook group and let us know how we can help you. Again, the show notes are crystalprofit.com/episode223. And if you have not already, if you've been listening to the show for a while and you have not subscribed, please subscribe wherever you're listening because that helps us push this podcast out in front of more people. And if you've been listening for a while and you have not left us a rating and a review, I would so appreciate you doing that because it really does help get our content out in front of more potential podcasters. But at the end of the day, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.